Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I need your voice in this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hello?
I'd like to file a claim.
Yes, sir. No problem. Just one moment, please.
Say again, ma'am. I couldn't hear you.
Yes. I am here. Okay. So just one moment, please. I can assist you in one moment. Just
all right. Through this.
Thank you. All right, sir. I'm back with you. Could you please provide me your social security number?
Social security number 416-211760.
May I have your full name, please?
Robert Willis Vance.
Okay. Let's go through this. Just one moment. I'm waiting. Okay. That's strange, huh? Okay, so let me ask you again, social security number, because I see something different. Could you please provide me your social security one more time?
416-211760.
60?
Yes.
All right. May I have your date of birth, Mr. Robert?
Ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm not good at hearing. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. May I have your birthday?
4/8/1970.
Okay, I see that you don't
have to walk me through this because
I think
I'm
so.
Not
yeah, I think so. I had to raise it because I don't see anything about you. Could you please provide me your last employer name?
Last employer. Okay. One I just got laid off from last week was Ruskin Packaging.
Is it before the Ruskin?
Ma'am?
What is the other employer before Ruskin?
P&JL Trucking.
Okay, so let me register to you. So you said your first name is Robert.
Yes.
Mena, you have your mother, I'm sorry, your last name, it is Banks.
Banks, B-A-N-C-E.
Right. Okay, so Social Security, I already have it, the Social Security number. Okay, so I'm going to ask you again. Date of birth.
April 8, 1970.
Okay, this is going to be your security question. May I have, please, your mother maiden name shall be her last name before she get married?
My mama's maiden name?
Yes, sir. Last name before
Robertson.
She get married.
Robertson.
Robert, sir, could you please spell for me? Just to make sure.
R-O-B-E-R-T-S-O-N.
Okay. R-O-B-E-R-T?
Yes. S-O-N.
S-O-N.
Yeah, that's my mother's maiden name, yes.
Okay. Now, may I have, please, your driving license number?
Okay. 641-2851.
Okay. Thank you. Let me go through this, and now we can start to file this claim. Let me read something for you about fraud. I understand that knowledge making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud. I understand that fraud is a federal offense, and I can be up to 5 years in prison and could affect my ability to receive future benefits. Do you understand, Mr. Robert?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you file or receive unemployment benefit in another state in the last 12 months?
Say that one more time, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. Do you file unemployment benefit in another state? in the last 12 months? How you work for federal government in the last 18 months?
Yes, work out of COVID.
Federal government.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I can't understand you.
Okay, how you work for federal government? For the government, federal.
No, ma'am.
Have you been in the military in the last 18
no,
months?
No, ma'am.
Do you receive?
I was in the military. I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was in the military, but that was probably 30 years ago.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to. This one is in the last 18 months. Okay. So,
No.
There is other questions that is, have you been in the army?
No, ma'am. I was, but that was back in 1989.
Yeah. For more than 180 days?
Ma'am?
For more than 180 days? Or how many months have you been in the army?
I just been, that was the only time I was in.
Yeah, how long?
How many what?
How many months you been in the army?
I was in the army from 1988 to 1990.
Okay.
2 years.
Yes. How you were under different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
How you were under different social security in the past 2 years?
Have I worked in what?
Under different social security.
No, ma'am.
Okay, so your date of birth is 04/08/1970. And your mother maiden name is Roberts.
Yes, ma'am.
And also, may I have again your driving license number?
641-2851.
You say 611-2851?
No, ma'am, no. It's 641.
Okay, thank you. And this is from Alabama?
Yes.
All right. May I have please your race? Are you white, African American, Asian, American Indian?
What?
What is the highest grade that you complete in a school?
I graduated 12th grade.
Okay, and are you a USA citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, not right now. I don't. I'm just almost deaf. I don't know if I consider it or not.
Yes, all right.
But no, ma'am. No, I'm not.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Robert, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry. Could you please tell me your home address?
Okay. 1301 County Road 1282, Fauntville, Alabama. 35622.
Can catch your mailing address. You say, could you please repeat and also the road name?
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Could you please repeat your mailing address?
I'm using my phone, yes.
Have it again, your mailing address, your home address.
Oh, ma'am, I'm sorry, I can't understand. Hang on just 1 second. Let me change ears, maybe I can understand. Say again.
Yes, may I have your address one more time because I didn't hear you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My address is 1301 County Road 1282.
Road 1282?
Yes. Fauxville, Alabama.
Okay, and the zip code?
35622.
35622.
Yes, ma'am.
City is in Fauxville. This is what you say?
Yes, Fauxville. Fauxville.
All right. Thanks. Okay. So also, may I have please your occupation from your last employer?
I was worked on the dock unloading trucks.
You was working with driving trucks? This is what you say?
I worked on a dock at Ruskin unloading trucks.
Unloading trucks, okay. Okay. Let me go. I don't know, for some reason the system don't recognize this mailing address. I don't know, let me go because I can go through the next page. Oh well, let me go back. Okay. Right. Are you seeking work and your current occupation, Mr. Robert?
Am I working now?
Are you seeking work and your usual occupation?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to look for something about the same.
Do you obtain work through a union, hiring half?
I work for a union?
Yes, sir.
No, ma'am.
Are you in a school or training?
No.
Since did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Say one more time, ma'am, I'm sorry.
Did your employer give you a definite day to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Monday through Sunday?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I drove about 5 miles one way.
Okay, and what is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
My lowest wage?
Yes, sir, per hour.
My lowest hours is probably average between 15 and 20.
Okay, so do you own a business?
Ma'am?
Do you own a business?
Oh, no.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working in a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied or are you receiving compensation due to work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied or are you receiving a pension from an employer that you haven't worked in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between October 1st, 2022 and September 30, 2023?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% off for your winning, I'm sorry, for weekly benefit check for federal income tax?
Say that one more time, man.
If you would like to pay taxes out from your benefit check.
Yes.
If you approve for benefit, you have the options to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or saving account, or you can choose the prepaid benefit card. The benefit card will be taking an additional 5-7 days to deliver it to you after you approve for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or saving account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one you prefer?
I'd rather go with a direct deposit into my bank.
Okay. May I have your bank name?
Premier Bank.
Okay. Union? Okay. I'm sorry.
Premier.
Okay. So I just want to let you know that everything regarding Cash Out or PayPal, the system don't allow to take it. So, Mr. Robert?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. What was that?
Yeah, the system don't allow to take anything regarding to PayPal or Cash Out. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So this one is not Cash Out, right? So now, if it's not, please, may I have the routing number?
Okay, routing number?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's 0622-03890.
Thank you. May I have, please, your bank account number?
Okay, my banking account number is 1009-3503.
All right. Thank you, sir. So now, let me go through this. You already told me the last employee is Ruskin, right? Ruskin Packaging. Is that correct?
Last employee was Ruskin Packaging was my last employee,
right.
And it ended at 10/20/24.
Okay, may I have the telephone number?
Telephone number, okay. Let's see. 256-734-0092.
Thank you. And what city is located this employer, Mr. Robert?
Coleman, Alabama.
And the zip code?
35056.
Thank you. And what day did you start to work with this company? The beginning and the end, please.
Okay, I started October 17th, 2021, and my last date was March
20th, 2024.
March 20th, 2024. Yeah, that's my end date. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. So now, why are you no longer working with them? They discharge you, or are you quit?
Well, we left on mutual talking. My wife passed away back in January, and I have been a nervous wreck ever since then, trying to get everything done and caught up. And I guess I just needed time to heal, so he just laid me off.
Okay, so that means they discharge you or you quit?
No, I did not quit. No, he terminated me.
He because accent is. Does he provide you reason, a specific reason, or just because you wasn't at work?
She said that the lady that first said she would not deny it. She said she knew my situation.
Okay. So could you please tell me the name of the person who discharged you?
Ma'am, I'm sorry.
May I have the name of the person who discharged you?
My boss was Greg Allman.
What is his name?
Greg Allman.
Could you please spell that name for me?
Last name?
No, his first name first.
G-R-E-G, Greg.
G-R-E?
Yeah, G-R-E-G, Greg.
Okay, and last name?
Allman, A-L-M-O-N-D.
Okay, and what is his position?
Ma'am?
What is his position? He's your manager, supervisor?
He's my boss.
Okay, manager or supervisor?
Yes, yes.
And what date he advising you that you're no longer working with them?
March 2024.
And also, the final incident, what was it? Is because you are, what exactly was the final incident?
I'm sorry, ma'am, say that. I'm sorry. I know I'm causing you a lot of trouble. I ain't trying to, but I just can't hear you good. Say that one more time.
Yes, sir. So I was asking you about the final incident. What happened? I remember you say that you wasn't able to work because someone's passed away and you need time to heal. So that one was the final incident or something else?
He just told me on the phone that he thought I needed a little time to get myself, running, because my wife, like I said, it's only been 2 months since she passed. And I guess I was missing, I don't know if I was missing too much time. I don't think I was, but he just told me that he thought it'd be better if he terminated me, and that's what he told me.
And what is, who passed away in January?
My wife.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I didn't thank you. It's hard, but I'm making it.
Okay, so now, what do you do to attend or resolve the problem when he discharged you?
What do I do what now?
Yes, sir. What do you do to attend or resolve the problem prior to you discharge?
What do you mean? I don't understand you.
When he discharged you through the phone, what do you do to resolve this situation when he was fighting you?
What was I doing in the plant?
No, I'm asking you how you tried to do something when he discharged you.
So far I haven't done nothing. It's only been a week yesterday.
Okay, so do you think that you did something wrong?
Do I think that I did something wrong?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if I did or not, to be honest with you. Like I said, my mind hasn't been right since my wife died, and my boss, me and him, we're on speaking terms and stuff, but I don't really understand the question. He just terminated. I wasn't stealing or nothing. I wasn't getting in trouble. He just let me go because he thought I might need to.
And do you have a warning for something or similar to that? For missed days or something?
Do I have a what?
Warning. A warning.
A warning? No, he never. Okay. I'm pretty sure I never got one of them.
All right. So let me ask you another question, Mr. Robert. After your last day at work, how you expect to receive, or do you receive vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, I don't get none of that.
Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Now let me read for you something about this claim. You are certified that your answers are true and accrue with the law provide penalty for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefit. We match the earnings that you provide with wage reported by employers. False answer can result in overpayment. I certify to putting my full name here that all my answers are true and correct. Is that okay, Mr. Robert?
Yes, ma'am, that sounds fine.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Which of the following cities is familiar with you? Binemon, Enterprise, Vestivia, or Dothan?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Say that one more time. You kind of got like you faded out on me there a little bit.
What city is familiar with you? Enterprise, Vestivia, Binding Monks, or you can choose Dothan.
I'm not understanding that, ma'am.
I'm asking you, what city is familiar with you? Do you recognize those cities? It is familiar with you, those cities? Enterprise, Vestivia, Binding Monks, or Dothan? Or you can choose about.
City?
Yeah, what city is familiar with you?
Where I'm at now?
I am asking you, what city is familiar with you? Vestivia, Enterprise, Dothan, or Binding Monks?
I don't know what you're talking about, ma'am. I have no idea what you mean. In Colton.
Which of the following addresses is familiar with you? 1A0 Patrick Lane. 1A46 3 Avenue Southeast. 483 Page Drive. 827 Hill Avenue. Do you recognize those addresses?
No, ma'am, I do not.
What color is your 2006 boot lacrosse? Black, gold, green, marron. You don't have this kind of car.
No, ma'am.
All right, thank you. So now, let me read something for you about this claim. You can answer yes or agree, please. I am filed an internet claim for unemployment assurance against the state of Alabama.
Yes.
I certify under penalty that I am the person whose name and information was provided in this claim are true to the best of my knowledge.
Yes.
I understand that it's my responsibility to read myself with the context on the claiming handbook, benefit, rights, and responsibilities. So now, Mr.
Yes.
Robert, let me read for you the closing statement. The following instruction and telephone number are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefit. The unemployment claim, which is finished, also registered for work with the Alabama Care Center system. Your Care Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Care Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Care Center or login at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. An information booklet, benefit rights and responsibilities contain information how you claim is determined, instruction how you can file your weekly certification. For you to follow the instruction listing on the booklet could result in a denial of benefit. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim doesn't know automatic start payments to you. You must complete certification once a week for the previous week. For you to make and complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefit. Unemployment claim use calendar week that begins on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file weekly certification online and you claim it portal. Click weekly certification or you can do it through the telephone number. The phone number, it is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made. Yes, okay. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir. Oh, my goodness.